Welcome to Real Estate in You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Michael Biggerstaff with Michael Biggerstaff Homes and also the president of the Home Builders Association this year. He's going to kind of give us an update what all is going on with home builders and kind of a little forecast what he sees in San Angelo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate in You. Hi, Mike.
Scott, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. You know, the last time we did a radio show, it's been a long time. You know, you were kind of one of the first to help me get this radio show started 20-something years ago.
That's right. That's right.
That's a long time.
I actually had a lot of hair back then.
Yeah. Well, hey, and I weighed about 100 pounds less. So hey, life was good. But your life's still good.
Life's
good in San Angelo, isn't it?
It is wonderful.
Hey, you're the president of the Home Builders this year.
I'm president of the Home Builder Association this year. That ends in December, of course.
You're smiling when you said that a little bit.
Well, it's been pretty busy for me. We've got a lot going on. Home Builder Association has really stepped up this year. We've done some amazing things.
Well, I was out for your golf tournament, and I think that went off. That was without a hitch, didn't it? That was wonderful.
It went well. In fact, I just learned this past week it was the most successful golf tournament we've ever had. So that just tells you.
And I appreciate y'all letting me play and not making me leave the course again.
You did a great job, buddy. Having you there with the builders was a good thing.
They kept running, Scott, is there a snake out here? Is there a snake? I said, I'm just trying to hit the ball, man.
But it was a great time. Hey, we had one guy from Unlimited Air actually have two hole-in-ones that day.
Wow.
That one hole in one is pretty unique, but to have the same person having two in a day, that doesn't happen very often. And those were witnessed hole in one, so it truly happened.
He
went
two
cars. Wow. Yeah. What did he win?
I think he got $5,000 cash, and if I remember correctly, I think he got a set of irons.
Yeah. Well, but you know now, Jeremy, like the car deal, if you see him, it says a 2-year lease.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the good old days, you won a car.
Oh, that's right.
Of course, they were pretty safe with me. I wasn't going to win
it
nothing.
It was the use of a car.
Yeah, the use of a car now. Well, congratulations on a successful tournament. Tell us what else is going on. I know a lot of stuff.
Well, we do have a lot of things going on. Myself and a very dear friend of mine named Chad Decker, which is Decker Custom Homes, he will be next year's HBA president. He's my current vice president. And Chad has been very active and very involved with me this year, and we kind of partnered in this thing. And another guy named Kevin Bond with Bond Custom Homes, really good people. And we've really reached out and touched the community, trying to grow the Home Builder Association and be very community active and oriented. And it's proven to pay off. We're involved with the bandstand at Fort Concho. We're going to reconstruct the original bandstand as an association. And we got a young professionals organization going this year where 45 and under form their own committee, a younger group of builders and associate members that support the building industry that are involved doing community projects like Habitat for Humanity projects and different things like that. They're doing those, and that's been very successful. But in addition to that, Chad Decker and myself were elected to the Board of Trustees of the Texas Builders Foundation.
Wow.
And that's a big thing.
That's for the whole state.
That's for the whole state. And being on that board has really been an experience for Chad and I both. And the Texas Builders Foundation is the charitable arm of the Texas Association of Builders. And the funds that go into that fund scholarships for people that are pursuing building industry related fields. And Chad and I got involved, and we have grown that thing $250,000 just out of our association this year.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So it's been very successful. Many other projects we've been involved in that we're really happy to see. Our membership, December of last year when I was sworn in, was around 160, and I think this past week we've topped 200 members.
Awesome.
And as you well know, the economy has had a little bit of a downturn, and building has slowed a little bit the last 6 or 8 months. But people are still coming. And the reason for that is we are promoting the use. The builder members of this organization, if you come and join an associate member, a supporting industry, I ask and I promote the use of those associate members. And every luncheon, I remind our builder members, the best way to say thank you to an associate member is, you have my business. And it's paid off. And as a result, members are coming, people are coming and joining the association and getting involved. It's just exciting to see.
So what would be some of the benefits if to become a member of the Homebuilder Association as an affiliate?
No doubt. And as an associate or as an affiliate, either one. The benefits go on and on. Just recently, I bought a new truck, as well as many other of our builder members have bought new trucks here recently. You can only drive them so long, and you got to replace them. So we get a rebate from General Motors on a new pickup. We get rebates, $1,000 rebate from General Motors. That's one advantage. But really, the opportunity to mix and be around people within the industry, people that you're going to see every month at the general membership luncheons, it gives you a chance to mix and tell people who you are, and the benefits are there for your business. There's many other benefits. There's discounts from different businesses here locally and statewide.
If somebody wants to join, how do they do it?
Pretty simple. You call our HBA office and talk to Christian Oliver, is our executive officer here locally. You call Christian and say, hey, I want to be a member of the Home Builder Association. You call over there and she's got an application. You go in and fill that thing out and you pay your annual dues. What's another thing that's exciting, not only from an associate and affiliate level membership, but we have actually taken some new builders here recently that's moved into San Angelo. And that's exciting. That's real exciting to see new builders come into the area. And I've always been a proponent that says, hey, bring them all. There's enough for everybody.
And I've always agreed with you on that too, Mike.
Yes.
You know, there's probably being enough. You know, I ain't working 24/7. You know, I sleep just like everybody else. There's room for everybody.
There is indeed. And as long as they come in here and their intentions are good and they're wanting to put a good product in our community, I welcome them all.